All
Be right
right.
back 1 second, sorry.
Yeah, what was that noise?
No, it's fine. I'll just be right back 1 second.
I'm also curious what that noise was, even though I didn't hear it.
It's the noise. It's the noise.
Also, yeah, I lost my ability to do the accent, the English accent, and it just kept doing it.
You went from Indian to English and just stuck in English.
Indians are really hard accents to nail down.
Yeah. Well, they've got a lot of different dialects.
Even though I work with Indians all the time. Well, yeah, no, that's the thing when I was researching it. Like, North India alone, they speak 16 different languages.
Yeah.
And so the accent you speak vary depending on what region you live in. Where southernmost England, they tend to actually speak, India, they tend to speak English. Northernmost India, they speak Hindi. Like, as the general language that everybody knows, in addition to their own specific dialects. Which is why Ryan has this weird RP accent. Because he's very acquainted with the English, even though he's not a very big fan of the English.
I am not a fan of the English. Yeah, all I do in my super voice is just talk Southern. Like I said, bar.
Yeah, you get even more Southern. I was originally planning on trying to have him do a gritty Clint Eastwood voice while also doing the Indian accent, and it just was not me.
I want to hear it, too.
Was not. It's Diane. Step away from her. And it just turns into this gritty luchador voice.
Explosivo.
Step away from her, you bitch.
Step away from her, bendejo. Although admittedly that would have worked, and probably you guys would have been less suspicious about the brown kid, since as he lifted up part of his mask to eat, it became more apparent of what race he is.
I just like to imagine, like, I Metra got a steak and she only can use one hand to actually eat the thing. She just grabs it with a fork and starts chewing on it. She doesn't actually have a knife to cut it with.
I mean, you probably know how to eat things with one hand if you've been without an arm for a while.
Yeah.
I think it was Roald Dahl was saying his father only had one arm, and the only thing he couldn't do was eat an egg. Like, eat a hard-boiled egg.
Oh.
He said he got really good at tying. He could even tie his shoelaces with just one hand, though.
Not eat snake, eat steak. Oh my god, going crazy.
Also, we got a new comment on Frida's.
Oh?
Frida's session 2.
Really?
So it's coming in from the MSPA crowd.
Oh, what'd they say?
That they like Manny.
Oh, who doesn't like Manny?
Yeah. The comment was from I'm a Sweet Lover Girl.
Yeah, she likes Manny.
Yeah, let me see. This is a real interesting story. I really like the characters and the way you play them. I might just have to draw Manny my fave right now.
Yeah, girl.
Wait till he goes.
Thanks, I'm a Sweet Lover Girl.
Awesome, awesome.
Mysteries are afoot. Is that what I just heard?
Yes, the mysteries are afoot. They're not afoot, they're a hand. Ah.
Yeah.
That's all the jokes in this show.
What?
So what's going on?
I don't know. I haven't gotten up yet.
I thought you got up.
I haven't gotten up. Just kind of sitting here.
Yeah, much like my character.
Is it because he's
just on that bike?
Alright, I'll get up. 1 second.
He's paraplegic. That's why he can't get off his bike.
His bike may actually be a wheelchair.
Boom, boom, boom. Don't worry, Matt. You're just getting rid of all your bad rolls for EP on Sunday.
No, the thing I discovered about Eclipse Phase is that the true strategy is to be in a place where you don't roll, so that you can't roll bad. Like I did with Argent Grud, where I got to a point where in the case where I would have had to fight him, I could have just vented all the atmosphere.
Good point. I have to.
And that's kind of the thing. You,
go ahead.
Puppy Einstein's howl. Sorry, what were you saying? I'm gonna listen.
I'm a sucker for husky shit. I'd love for that to happen, but I don't think that's anything that can happen with John. Because I think
don't you have Hendrika? Isn't she a good hacker?
Yeah, but well, yeah, that's true. But one of the plans is to actually try and contact Sam's wifey poo, tell her about that Nine Lives thing, and watch the fireworks.
Aww, it's a little puppy. It's a puppy. He's biting on the bars, and I'm not crying. I'm not crying. Oh, no.
No, I'm a sucker for huskies. I saw that as Lolly Mage for a second. I was like, what are you sending me? One of these things is not like the other.
Is there a little palm in there?
No. Look really close in the middle. There's a little chihuahua.
It's a chihuahua. Okay, I thought that was a Pomeranian. Why are all of these dogs in the shop?
Shh, it's okay. Don't have to understand it. Just go with it. I've gotten 4 rogue traders edited up. I have to turn them into waves and MP3s and do the MP3 tags and everything, but I'll have those done on Sunday or Monday night.
Okay, cool. I mean, yeah, no, that's fine.
There's just there's a couple that we are missing because it's me and Nate that record, so I'm gonna keep editing up. Hopefully he can get them to me or not, but if not,
okay. I have the first 7, so I don't know. And our downloads increased a little bit more today, even though our hits are lower because not win as many bets.
Do a barrel roll.
It's a bee cat. Or is it a cat in a... Is a cat in a life jacket?
It's a cat in a bee suit.
Bee cat. Yes. I really wonder what's going on.
Who knows?
Everyone muted, so I don't know.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi-o.
So there was a random dude in our house.
Oh, fun. Oh. Just wandering around?
He was really drunk. And we had to get him out.
Did I tell you?
Also, Ross just posted this on the RPPR Facebook group.
What is it?
Caleb is playtesting his Better Angels campaign. Tonight, we created a devilish pencil sharpener that fed on human blood to help high school students cheat on standardized tests. Also, secretive alchemical transmutation of punches into laxatives and angel punching.
Well, then.
That sounds like a deal.
Did I ever tell you the story about Jason Strain, one of my fraternity brothers? It implies with drunk people showing up to random houses. So he was pledging with me, and he got super drunk. He got blackout drunk and just went for a walk, is what they said. It's like, fuck it, I'm going home. I'll see you later, even though he was at the frat house. And so he ends up 6 blocks away, and he kicks down this old man's door, going, God damn it, you let me in! Bam! I forgot my key! Bam! You guys are a bunch of assholes! Bam! The guy had it deadbolted and, like, locked and everything. Kicks open the door, goes on the couch and goes, you guys are dicks! Lays on the couch and pisses himself. Needless to say, the cops were called.
Oh.
The guy was cool about it because apparently this has happened before to him. So he's just like, replace the door and we'll call it even.
Oh, wow. Wow.
In a similar vein, we were having a party once, and there was this small Asian kid who was pledging at another fraternity house. And he was drunk, and I guess he was trying to get some credence with his, or some karma, or you know, whatever, brownie points.
Credence Clearwater Revival.
Something like that with his fraternity brothers. So he picks up a loose rock we have on our on the pathway from the back to the front. And he has to hold it with 2 hands, and he throws it at the window. And we have double pane windows. It breaks one pane, bounces off the second one, and hits him in the chest. So the people are in the room, hear the noise, watch him get pounded. And, you know, he gets up staggered because he got hit in the chest with a rock and starts running away. At which point we have about 3 or 4 brothers go run him down and tackle him. And we proceed to reenact the scene from... Because Taken had just coming out this time. There was this little small room that's like legitimately the hardest place to get to in the entire house. We took him in there and just kind of sat him down, saw he was drunk, and then started reenacting the Taken scene. know, I have a certain special set of skills.
I have a set of, oh yeah, that make life for people like you. Right?
Yeah, we had one of the guys who just loved that movie, so he just sat there and started reenacting the entire scene as the cops came. And then the cops finally came. And, you know, the guy was done with it, and the cops came in and goes, okay, come on, Cheech, or are you Chong? I don't know, you all look the same. It was a little small Asian guy. He goes, oh, come on, I only broke half a window. You don't have to get me to take me to jail. Come on, go easy on me. He goes, okay, I'll tell you what. You can walk halfway to the jail, and we'll give you a ride for the second half. And just was a total dick to this kid.
You know, in fire training, I actually learned the proper way to kick down a door, which is a maneuver called the mule kick. There's nothing to see here. And the way that firemen actually kick down doors is that they get down on all fours with their rear facing to the door. And then you hop up on both your hands, and then you kick with your heels into the door. And you keep doing that until the door goes down. And that's how you do it without falling over or injuring yourself.
Did they ever have an explanation why? Like, I know mule kick's like one of the strongest kicks you can just do naturally, but...
I think it's just because it's the most effective way to do it.
Okay.
It's efficient and it's
gets the job done.
Because if you just I think the cops do it with one foot near the deadbolt because they need to be able to follow it up with running in with guns.
Yeah.
But if you're fighting a fire, that fire ain't going anywhere. In fact, if you open that door, it might explode inwards.
Yep.
So you're closer to the ground. And also, it's a really powerful kick and very easy to perform. Did you ever watch the FPS Russia on the AA-12?
Yes.
Where he talked about its capabilities as a breaching shotgun. What if the guy has multiple deadbolts? Bang, 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 bang. Just pushes the door open. Because there's now nothing connecting the door to that.
The AA-12 is just so friggin' terrifying.
I am awake. I'm here.
That was madness. Okay?
Some druggie came knocking on our door asking to use a phone, and then he burst in the house and was like, oh man, you wouldn't believe what happened to me at the bar. My girlfriend left with another guy. I smell weed. Can I have some weed? I've got cocaine. It's like, oh my god, you have to get out of the house.
I love that train of thought.
Did Nate come down with the soccer bateau?
No, I didn't. No. I wanted to solve it diplomatically.
I know.
And not have to beat a man to death.
No, yeah. You use the sock of a toe and ask the man to kindly leave your house.
You'd be surprised how effective
before you have to enact a little bit of the old ultra violence.
You'd be surprised how effective a katana is at making people talk. I speak from personal experience.
It's a sock of a toe, though. It's more or less just a really good bludgeoning tool. Anyway, back to what we were doing.
Yes, speaking of beating people.
So, okay. Alright,